brought to you by Penguin.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Penguin Random House Audio presents Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker by Ray Carson. Read for you by Mark Thompson. The dead speak. The galaxy has heard a mysterious broadcast, a threat of revenge in the sinister voice of the late Emperor Palpatine. General Leia Organa dispatches secret agents to gather intelligence while Rey, the last hope of the Jedi, trains for battle against the diabolical First Order. Meanwhile, Supreme Leader Kylo Ren rages in search of the Phantom Emperor, determined to destroy any threat to his power. Chapter 1. Rey sat cross-legged, eyes closed. She didn't remember rising off the ground, but she was vaguely aware that somehow she'd ended up floating. Pebbles and small boulders hovered around her, like a field of asteroids orbiting their sun. The Force flowed through her, buoyed her, connected her to everything. The lush rainforest moon of Agen Kloss was teeming with life. She could feel every tree and fern, every reptile and insect. A few strides away, in a hidden den, a small furry creature groomed its litter of four kits. "That's it, Rey," came Leia's voice, deep and soothing as always. "Very good. Your connection becomes stronger every day. Can you feel it?"
"Yes."
"Now, reach out. If your mind is ready, you'll be able to hear those who have come before." Rey inhaled through her nose and sent her awareness into the void. Peace and calm were key, Leia always said. She reached. She searched. She felt the breeze on her cheeks. She smelled loamy soil, damp from the recent rain.
"Be with me. Be with me. Be with me," she murmured.
But she heard nothing, except wind in the trees and chirruping insects.
"Rey?"
She didn't want to admit that she was failing, so instead she said, "Why did you stop training with Luke?" Her words came out too harsh, almost like a challenge. Leia took it in stride.
"Another life called to me."
Eyes still closed, Rey asked, "How did you know?"
"A feeling. Visions. Observing the galaxy in different ways."
"But how did you know those visions were true?" Rey pressed.
"I knew."
She heard the smile in Leia's voice. Rey didn't understand how Leia could be so sure of anything.
"I treasured each moment I spent with my brother,"
Leia added.
"The things he taught me, I use them every day. Once you touch the Force, it's part of you, always. Over the years, I continued to learn, to grow. There were times on the Senate floor when the meditations I'd practiced with Luke were the only thing that kept me from causing a galactic incident."
Rey frowned.
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?